360 Bay Area, here with Ambassador Rose Lopez, who so kindly expanded the circle by nominating our guest, Julie Hebert. Thanks so much for doing so, Rose. And now we'd like to ask you to dish your deets.
Hi, my name is Rose Lopez, and I'm part of the X Generation. My family tribe has been in the United States since before the United States was the United States. I know that we've been here since the 17th century. And most days you would find me on the campus of Archbishop Mitty High School in San Jose, where I'm a full-time French teacher. I'm on the EdTech committee, and I also run a group out of campus ministry called Uplift. I am an ambassador for promoting the equality of young women.
That's cool. And how did you get connected with Julie, who founded Look What She Did?
So I was invited to an event. I met a bunch of people there, and one of them was Julie. And I immediately became very intrigued, and I really almost instantly wanted to get involved with Look What She Did. I lost my husband about a year and a half ago, and I was making some changes in my life, and I knew I wanted to get involved in something, and I was waiting to be inspired, and Julie was that inspiration.
All right, sounds like it was meant to be. Okay, Julie, thanks for hanging with us here around the circle, and so it is your turn. Please dish your deets.
I am Julie Hebert, and I am part of the baby boom generation. My family tribe is from South Louisiana. Cajuns, family's been here since before the United States was a country in 1775, I think. On most days, you can find me in the middle of Los Angeles, curled up on a couch in my back studio writing. I'm a writer and a director of television, film, and theater. I'm an ambassador for Look What She Did because what we're trying to do is tell stories that have been untold about incredible accomplishments of women.
We would love to dive right into the story about Clara Shortridge Folks and how this woman that you weren't aware of before came to be so inspirational for what you're doing now.
Okay, cool. So a few years ago, I was called into jury duty in downtown Los Angeles, and my friend Jill Klein went like the week after or something. We were in jury duty in this 15-story building downtown Los Angeles called the Clara Shortridge Folks Criminal Justice Center. And we were both like, who is Clara Shortridge Folks, and why does she get this giant building named after her? And why don't we know about her? What's going on? We look her up. We find out this woman is just, I mean, she's just drop dead incredible, and we never knew about it. So she did many, many things that were firsts. This was a woman came out of Oklahoma, married. Her husband left her with five kids, so she's a single mom with five kids. She wants to become a lawyer. She's got to make a living. She's really smart. But this, we're talking about, like, I don't know, 1880s. Something, you know, like, what's she going to do? You know, she wants to go to Stanford, to law school, but women are not allowed. She talks her way in. They leave her there for 10 days, and then they kick her out because they said her breasts were distracting to the other students. Like, crazy. Like, the guys have never seen a woman with breasts before. So she sued them, and this suit took a long time, but she eventually won. By the time she won, she could no longer afford to go to law school. So what she did instead was she took the bar exam and passed it without ever having gone to school. So she became the first female lawyer in California. I'm not even to the good part yet. So she's the first female lawyer. She can't get a job, of course, still. And she finally gets a job with a, you know, a low-level job in court, and she's putting people in jail like drunks and prostitutes and debtors and you know, poor people and stuff. And she's winning all these cases, but she realizes some of these people are not even guilty. They just don't know how to defend themselves. So Clara Shortridge Folks invented the public defender program. She came up with the idea for the public defender program, even though it was not in her own interest. She's like thinking, we need a fair fight. She's identifying with the people she's putting in jail is actually probably what's happening, right? So she invents the public defender program. She has to lobby for it in California. She finally gets legislation passed. Then she goes to New York. She lobbies for it in New York, gets it passed. And then she goes across the country and lobbies for the Public Defender Program all across the United States of America. So what she did, of course, is still relevant to us today, but still she's somehow not in the history books. So we thought, oh my God, if this woman has accomplished so much. She actually also was the first woman to run for governor of California in her 80s. And we thought, we've never heard of her. There must be other women that we've never heard of who have accomplished amazing things. So let's find those stories.
So you came to this realization that there is this gap in history. And we love to hear like origin stories, you know, we're creatives ourselves. So like, what was the process to say what the antidote is to this gap in history?
Right. So we got an all-female crew together. We planned to shoot in my backyard, and we just asked them, who is an astonishing woman that really inspires you, that you want the world to know about? The experience of the shoot, we were all on a high because none of us had heard these stories before. So from that first shoot, we started a YouTube channel, and we just started off really small. The idea, and this actually came out of, I lost my brother about 10 years ago. He was young, he was in his 40s, and it was a really terrible wake-up call for all of us that anybody could go at any time. And so it straightened out my life in terms of focusing on things that I really care about and things that I really want to do. I came out of it thinking, start small and immediately. Like, I don't need to wait for money. I don't need to wait for backing. I don't need to wait for approval from any kind of institution. We're going to borrow a camera. We're going to get in the backyard, and we're going to start doing the thing we want to do. And it's really blossomed into this incredible organization that is resonating with more people than I would ever have imagined. I used to think that women in history had not accomplished very much because they were part of oppressive systems, because there was no birth control and things like that. After 2.5 years on this project, I no longer believe that. I think that women have been accomplishing amazing things all through history. Their stories just haven't been told. They haven't somehow made it into the history books. So our little tagline is rewriting history one woman at a time. And that's what we're trying to do is you know, create this tidal wave of undeniable stories of female accomplishment.
Creating a tidal wave. Yeah, I could dig that. We're so sorry to hear about your brother, but we are glad to see how his passing birthed something so beautiful and positive. Look what she did will benefit, you know, every type of woman who lays eyes on it, I'm sure. And men as well. But is there an audience that you were hoping this resonates with especially?
In my heart of hearts, the target audience are women between about 25 and 45. And to me, these are the women who really need the most support and inspiration, because I think that's a very tough time of life for a girl, for a woman, because a lot of people are very strong and they're smart and they're educated or they're working and they feel strong in themselves. And then they hit their mid-20s and they get into their late 20s and they start to realize they're not getting the traction that they should have. They're not getting paid the same as some of the guys who are doing the same job as them. And these things start to accumulate and they hit that ceiling, they hit a wall, and the culture doesn't want you to believe that it's sexism or misogyny or anything. The culture wants you to believe that, you know, this is America, and if you're good enough, it's a meritocracy, and, you know, you'll make it. And yet we're in a system that holds people back, you know, not only women, of course, people of color as well. And so for me, these are the women I want to talk to. These are the women I want to understand that women through history have faced the same obstacles as you, you know, in terms of kids or no kids and these difficult systems, and they have achieved things. And I want to give them hope and inspiration. I mean, we've heard some woman, this is one of my favorites, said basically, when I'm at work and something bad happens, I go to the break room or I go to the bathroom and I watch one of your videos. So we're actually trying to do a better job of reaching younger women. We've just sort of expanded and brought on to our team a social media strategist, Kirsten King, who I'm very excited about. And she's going to help us speak a little bit more directly to those women.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, good luck with that. We'd love to join and help and amplify what you all are doing. Man, from all of us here at the Ambassador Circle in 360 Bay Area, just thank you so much for following your passion In addition to all of the fantastic things you are and have done as a writer and director, we just thank you for bringing Look What She Did to the world. And Rose, thank you, Ambassador, for introducing The Circle to Julie.
Absolutely. I'm so glad it worked out.
Thank you so much, Jay. I just love what you guys are doing and really want to continue to be a part of the Ambassador Circle.
The holiday season is one of encouragement and good cheer, so our action today is to click on our episode page, peep the guest bios, and click around on the provided links to show some love to Above the Bottom Line, Look What She Did, and the Sports Fan Journal. Our guests are all working really hard to inspire and equip you in the areas of their passion. So let's all say thank you and check out their good work.
Yes, yes. Giving props is always a good thing. And speaking of good things, let's find out where to kick it in the holiday season. Here is your top five.
Top five, top five, top five.
A No Christmas Carol from the Theater of Ugen in San Francisco until December 24th. It's a staging of the classic Christmas Carol, but in this production, we're going to take Dickens' beloved tale and transport it into 19th century Japan.
Ah, okay. Oh, 19th century. Okay, so we're not in samurai land, but all right, that's cool.
Game recognized game at Soma Arts in San Francisco, right now until January 10th, 2018. Game Recognized Game explores the historic precedents and contemporary context for athletes like Colin Kaepernick who are leveraging sports as a platform for social change. Interactive installations will invite gallery visitors to discover how play can transform public spaces and break down barriers that keep people separated.
Timely, timely, timely.
SantaCon, December 9th, Union Square in San Francisco, and the Silicon Valley Santa Run on December 17th. Now, everybody, you better stay away from Union Square and all San Francisco bars if you don't want to be crushed by the weight of Santa overload, because SantaCon is back. And if you prefer a lower-key Santa experience, the Santa Run in downtown San Jose might be more your speed. Band Together 2, Red Hot Chili Peppers and Lucas Nelson, benefiting the North Bay Fires, December 14th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. The first one was such a success, they are throwing another concert to benefit those hurt by the North Bay Fires, this time featuring the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right now.
Craneway Crafts Fair in the Richmond Marina, December 17th and 18th. Tickets are $12 at the door. The fair showcases 180 juried and diverse exhibitors, including both master artisans and emerging newcomers. Their original art and crafts will fill the pavilion along with fair trade and nonprofit vendors, live entertainment with a roster of Bay Area musicians, and food catered by the local company GDC Kitchen, a minority, woman, and veteran-owned catering business. The fair benefits Berkeley's KPFA 94.1 Public Radio.
Yeah, all right. Big props to KPFA. They've been doing it for years, and I love the Bay, man. You know, I mean, the kind of events and the twists and the turns, and they're always throwing some good cause, all beautiful things and all events that you should check out on the episode page of 360bayarea.com. All right. Once again, thank you, C. Hotter, for keeping us in the loop of where and when to mix and mingle with some fellow connection seekers. And for those of you looking to cozy up with us now that the winter chill is here, where can they find us on social?
On Instagram, we are The A Circle, and on Twitter and Facebook, connect with us at 360 Bay Area. And if you're listening and not connected with us already, come on, it's the holidays. Let's get together. And by the way, shout out to our new followers. On Instagram, we've got The Green Line, Lucas Flo, and Lisa Vortman. Twitter, we've got Stacey Stratford, Coffee Global, and Stacey Tinioff. And on Facebook, Latasha Richardson, Kyle M. Somerville, and Mike Arment.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. We really do shout you out by name because we appreciate each and every one of you as we build and expand the Ambassador Circle. So props, man. Thanks for connecting.
And you know, as always, if you're feeling it, share it. If you dig what we are producing here, please help us out by rating and reviewing us on the Apple Podcast, as well as Google Play, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or TuneIn.
All right, y'all. As we get into the holiday cheer, only two things to say, and that is peace. And remember,
do more good. 360. This has been a presentation of The Ambassador Circle.